I'm Bree Zender. When farmers first purchase water rights, they typically reserve them during a certain time of the year based on historical predictions of when the most water will flow. But the runoff is frequently coming earlier because of climate change. Joining me now is Kim Rollins, an environmental economist at UNR. Her team received a nearly $5 million grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to explore how the ag industry and water regulators can adapt. Kim, thanks for joining us.
Oh, well, I'm very happy to be here.
Tell me about this research project in relation to the grant.
So the mountain snowpack is where we get the majority of our water. Just think about it. You got this big old snowpack, and as it melts, it lets the water out slowly. Sometimes you still see snow up there in August. It's coming out slowly, and it feeds streams and rivers and ultimately lakes and groundwater. And not only that, but over the last century, our entire system of reservoirs and water delivery mechanisms, it's kind of based on these snowpack melt rates being somewhat similar from year to year, like no major trend going one way or the other. But we do know that in those strange years where we get a much earlier peak rate, the snow, you might have the same amount of snow as you do in other years, but water flows come much earlier before they can necessarily be used by some of the water rights holders who have some priority rights. So if the water peak flows are coming, say, 2 months earlier than agricultural users can use them, you may have the water flow through sooner than you can use it. That could affect your decision making in the long run. You might not have, your finances might not be liquid enough to be able to carry you through. If you had a year where you expected to have all the water you needed, but you didn't have it.
The snow melt's coming earlier in the year. I'm assuming here, climate change. Can you talk a little bit about that, expand that?
Yeah. So I work with the hydrologist. So what I learn from them. I'm an economist. And as a natural resource environmental economist, I learn a lot from all of the natural scientists I work with. You could have as little as a 2-degree change in timing of warm spells. We just finished one of the warmest summers on record.
I'd imagine people are already being impacted by this with their at the most basic level business.
Yes. It affects people where it hurts, their abilities to do what they're normally doing, the infrastructure that allows them to do what they're normally doing. You know, if you're an agricultural producer, and you're counting on having accessible, usable water, the timing of that is very important.
So you mentioned the Rocky Mountains and the Sierra Nevadas. Are you looking at any specific areas in relation to your research?
Yep. We're focusing in the West, all of the West. The first step that the hydrologist will do is to identify those basins that are likely most at risk because of the way the snow melt patterns, maybe the height of the mountains, maybe the aspect, you know,
weather,
all that kind of stuff, exactly. And then what we'll do eventually is we're going to focus on two or three individual basins that are primarily of agricultural importance, or the primary land use or use of water is for agriculture.
Well, I think we'll have to leave it there. Kim, thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.